a preview of the Haynesboro Assembly meeting, and a look ahead to Tuesday's primary election. It's KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly meets on Tuesday. The first item the Assembly may take action on is adopting revisions to the local financial disclosure requirement and process for public officials. Haynes voters will decide in the October general election whether local public officials should be exempt from the state financial disclosure laws. In case that measure passes, the Assembly is revising the borough provisions that would still be in effect for public officials. Another ordinance up for introduction would amend borough code to prohibit verbal abuse, physical assault, and threats against the borough and harbor staff or public while within the harbor. It would also give the harbor master the authority to suspend or revoke harbor privileges. An ordinance to adopt a new water and sewer rate schedule is set for a first public hearing on Tuesday. So is an ordinance to adopt the updated Haynesboro Comprehensive Plan. A full agenda and meeting packet is available on the Haynesboro website. Tuesday's meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. And now a couple stories about Tuesday's primary election. Most of the candidates on the ballot are running unopposed, but redistricting has shaken things up a little as far as who is representing what communities. First, we'll take a look at the new House District 34. A political newcomer and a seasoned veteran are facing off in the race for this district. The winner will represent Haynes, Sitka, Craig, Klawock, Angoon, Hoona, Cake, Metlakatla, and others. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at the candidates for the largest district in Southeast.
Bill Thomas laughs when asked why he's running for his fifth term in the House.
Well, because I'm in a leadership position and in a position to help Southeast Alaska, and not only just my district, but all of Southeast.
The Haynes Republican co-chairs the budget-writing House Finance Committee. His challenger, Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, is in his first run for office. He says he's the candidate of the future.
I think Alaska's at a crossroads right now, and there are a lot of issues in the short, medium, and long term that deserve a long-term perspective.
Christ Tompkins and Thomas face no opposition in this month's party primaries. The real campaign will come later for the November general election. The candidates present clear choices to district voters. Thomas is a 65-year-old commercial fisherman and former lobbyist. He's a lifelong Alaskan who's been chairman and CEO of Klukwan's Native Village Corporation. He's also served on the area's Tribal Government Council and Borough Assembly.
You know, I think that I call it life experience is kind of help, and my political knowledge and experience in the legislature, seniority, and that I've dealt with a lot of the, what they call, personalities.
The Vietnam veteran also attended the University of Alaska. Christ Tompkins is about four decades younger and has studied at Yale. While the lifelong Sitkin has not run for public office before, he was involved in Governor Tony Knoll's Senate campaign and Barack Obama's presidential campaign. He knows he's challenging an experienced lawmaker, but he's hoping for a hometown advantage since Sitka holds half the new district's population.
Bill isn't the incumbent in Sitka. And in Sitka, this is basically an open election, and very few people know Bill. He hasn't represented this area before.
Thomas and Christ Tompkins share support for funding infrastructure, such as roads, harbors, and energy projects. And both understand redistricting costs Southeast two of its eight legislative seats, weakening its presence at the Capitol. But they differ on many issues, including oil taxes.
Bill voted to cut taxes by $2 billion a year, with little to no guarantees for increased production, which I think is against the state interest.
Thomas says last year's approach is dead, but he wants new negotiations for legislation helping increase the state's declining petroleum production.
I don't think you just go out there and just throw a bill out there. It's obvious it didn't work two times in a row, so I think you redesign it and try again.
House District 34, the seat the candidates are running for, is made up of parts of Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson's old District 2 and parts of Thomas's District 5. Wilson's legislative boundaries now include Ketchikan. Some cities from Thomas's old district were paired with Juneau or Prince William Sound. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
Because of the new redistricting plan, Juneau's legislative delegation is also Skagway's delegation this election. Representatives Beth Curtula and Kathy Munoz are running unopposed in the primary and general election. And Senator Dennis Egan is the only legislator who doesn't have to run for re-election this year. But Curtula said she's been busy volunteering for the Alaska Sea Party's pro-ballot Measure 2 campaign to restore the Alaska Coastal Management Program. She also says she spent part of the interim meeting with residents of Skagway and Petersburg, two new communities incorporated into her district under the latest redistricting plan.
I'm pretty excited about it. It's a challenge, but it's a really welcome one. And it also brings the communities closer together as a Southeast unit. We Southeastern legislators tend to work together well, and we unite often, especially on budget.
Both Curtula and Munoz say they've been busy working on constituent issues as well. Curtula says Petersburg residents came to her with concerns after the state ferry Matanuska slammed into a fish processing dock there earlier this year. Munoz says she's trying to keep up to speed on construction activity, especially a proposed Auk Bay traffic project led by the State Department of Transportation.
Especially when there was concern about the possibility of acquiring the DeHarts building to put a roundabout. And so we advocated with the Department of Transportation and worked with the community groups that were concerned about that to find another location for the roundabout.
Munoz is a Republican and Curtula the Democratic minority leader. Senate District Q is a new district representing Haines, Sitka, Ketchikan, and more. The new legislative boundaries have put two incumbents up against each other in the fall. Ed Ronco filed this report.
Bert Stedman and Albert Kukesh were both born and raised in Alaska. Both are members of the Senate's bipartisan majority, and they seem to agree on a lot of issues.
The biggest challenge here is energy costs, again, going forward here in Sitka.
That's Senator Stedman, who says the communities in the district face a similar challenge, but they face it in different magnitudes.
For instance, if you are fortunate enough to be on some hydro in Prince of Wales or Metlakatla, you still have some challenges. You need, you know, extra production. But if you happen to be running diesel generators like CAKE, you're in a world of economic challenges because your cost of energy is too high.
Whoever gets in the legislature, either Senator Stedman and I, have to be an advocate for as much money as we can for Southeast Alaska for hydro.
That is Senator Kukesh.
We need to get everybody on hydro. Then we run into this little problem of, in CAKE, you don't have a hydro stream anywhere nearby. And in Huna, you don't have a hydro stream anywhere nearby that to generate the kind of energy you need for hydro projects. So we have to do something different in CAKE. We have to do something different in Huna to get everybody on hydro. But that has to be the goal.
Kukesh says the state needs to put more money into energy for Southeast Alaska in the long term, especially as it works to fund a multi-billion-dollar hydro project on South Central's Susitna River. Stedman says the state's 50-50 funding of both the Susitna-Watana project and Blue Lake in Sitka is too small a piece of the pie, and maybe it should chip in more. The other staple of legislative conversations in this part of the state is transportation, namely the Alaska Marine Highway System and its aging ferry fleet. Stedman says he wants to go after more money for a new class of boats.
I feel kind of like a lone soldier dealing with that issue, funding the ferries. I wish I had more support throughout the Southeast delegation on funding for the construction of the new ferries.
The state has authorized spending more than $150 million for construction of one new Alaska-class vessel, but Stedman would like to see $50 million a year until enough is set aside for two or three. Kukesh agrees.
We want to make sure that if we are thinking far enough ahead, we put money aside to build another ferry besides the one we have in the works now. You know, that's our lifeblood. Everybody in Southeast Alaska has as its concern the ferry system.
On Tuesday's primary ballot, Kukesh and Stedman aren't technically running against each other, but they will be in November's general election. Both candidates hesitated to compare their differences, but they did talk about why they feel they're a good choice. Kukesh cites his 8 years in the House and his 8 years in the Senate.
Buddy, I can talk to anybody. I've spent my time in the House, so I have good relationship with people in the House of Representatives. I spent 8 years down there, and most of the people I spent, like Beth Kratula, are still there.
Stedman says his powerful position as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee prevents the rail belt from controlling too much of the state budget.
A lot of the boys in the rail belt would like to have their ability to, you know, have a chokehold on the Treasury all the time, in particular years of surplus. But by having guys from rural Alaska in those positions, we have a much more thorough process and fairer distribution of the state's financial wealth.
Both will pass through Tuesday's primary and head to November's general ballot, and come January, only one will be reporting for work in Juneau. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
Also on the ballot is a race for a Democratic and Republican candidate for Alaska's U.S. representative, and two ballot measures, one about property tax exemption and the other about an Alaska coastal management program. Polls are open Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters in District 34 can vote at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines, at the Klahini Valley Fire Department in Mosquito Lake, or at the Klukwan Tribal House. Voters in District 32 can vote at the Skagway Borough offices. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.